Primary care has seen a rapid shift towards remote consultations, with the COVID-19 pandemic leading to widespread and rapid uptake across the UK. Remote consultations enable patients and healthcare professionals to communicate via the telephone, via video, or through various internet-based routes, such as e-consult and email, thereby minimising the spread of infection. It's likely that the remote consultation will remain a permanent feature in primary care, as it is thought to bring with it various benefits such as ease of access, cost effectiveness, and reduced workload pressure on practice teams. We don't yet know how the remote consultation will affect those presenting with cancer symptoms, particularly for vulnerable groups who already experience various barriers to healthcare access. Vulnerable groups experience numerous health inequalities, and some studies have found that the remote consultation may act as an additional barrier to help seeking for some. Vulnerable groups also experience worse cancer outcomes, as cancer is more likely to be diagnosed at a later stage. Wales and the northwest of England are particularly affected by cancer, with higher cancer incidence and mortality rates compared to the rest of the UK. The aim of this project is to understand the barriers to and enablers of remote consultation use in primary care among vulnerable groups experiencing symptoms that could be cancer, and to discover how remote consultations can be improved to promote earlier cancer diagnosis. To find out, this study will take a four-phased approach and will ultimately result in the development of an intervention. The first phase will consist of a systematic review examining the current literature on barriers and facilitators of remote consultations in primary care in the UK. Phase two will consist of approximately 20 in-depth interviews with people from vulnerable groups who have had a remote consultation to talk about their attitudes, experience, and use of this format of primary care appointment. The interview findings will inform the next phase, which will comprise of around 6 focus groups with primary care practice teams across Wales and the northwest of England. The focus groups will discuss potential practice interventions to improve remote consultations. The fourth and final component of the study will be the intervention development phase. A recommendation for an intervention will be developed based on the qualitative findings from the earlier phases and will then be refined through 20 further interviews with patients. With the continued use of remote consultations, a deeper insight into primary care consulting and the role of digital inequality is timely and necessary. An intervention aiming to improve the remote consultation for patients with potential cancer symptoms could lead to timelier diagnosis of cancer in primary care, thus improving cancer outcomes. If you have any queries about this study, please don't hesitate to get in touch.